Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Salvation, strength, and song. Today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us. On Jordan's
stormy bay. Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, greetings, everyone. Hello there, and we're delighted you're with us again for our studies here from the International Gospel Hour. A very special thank you to our Jay Webb for his good words, and you'll hear from Jay again throughout our broadcast. And I'd like to share with you another free online tool. I'd like to mention GospelGazette.com. That's Gazette with one Z and two T's. GospelGazette.com. And when you get to GospelGazette.com, click on the Archive tab and you'll see access to over 25 years of articles that were penned by Christian men and women. So again, please check them out at GospelGazette.com. Today, let's consider one chapter of the Bible, and that being Isaiah chapter 12. And in that day you will say, O Lord, I will praise you. Though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and in that day you will say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his deeds among the peoples, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. Oh, may the Lord always bless us with the reading, the hearing, and the application of his word. Isaiah's name means Jehovah saves, and as God's prophet, he is warning Judah to save them, to bring them back to God. However, Judah refused to listen, and when one fails to listen to God, warnings for their own good, and failed to accept them, sin will overtake them. In this text of Isaiah 12, the Lord tells Judah in verse 1, upon their return from Assyrian captivity, they would be able to say verse 2. And a quick lesson to learn from the outset. Friends, true comfort is from God, 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. And when an individual will turn his or her life toward God in obedience to his will, God will comfort and God will strengthen. Amen and amen. So let's look closer at salvation, strength, and song all through God. But first, we'll be back in about 30 seconds. Here is our Jay Webb with a little bit of social media information.
You can find International Gospel Hour on X, formerly known as Twitter. Just search Our Gospel. That's Our, H-O-U-R, underscore, Gospel. Feel free to retweet or repost our content. International Gospel Hour is on X, formerly Twitter, at Our underscore Gospel. That's H-O-U-R underscore Gospel. Thanks for following.
And we do appreciate our followers in social media, whether you retweet or repost on X, or whether you share from Facebook or Instagram, we are grateful for all of our folks that follow us and share our works in the kingdom here from International Gospel Hour. Let's now talk from Isaiah chapter 12, and let's talk about salvation. You know, friends, our salvation must be in Christ Jesus, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, Acts 4 and verse 12. and our salvation must be in obedience to the gospel. The power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, Romans 1 verse 16. And in the righteousness of God, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. And we note that when we're obedient to the gospel and we hear and believe it, we will repent of our sins just like they did when they heard the gospel on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2. We will confess the good name of Jesus Christ and we will be baptized into Christ for our sins to be washed away, calling on the name of the Lord, Acts 22 verse 16. So our salvation must be in Christ and in obedience to the gospel, and our salvation must be kept. To the Christian wearing the armor of God in Ephesians 6:17, take the helmet of salvation. You know, the helmet protects the head, the thinking part of the body. And when we think of our salvation and we have in our mind and in our heart, we want to protect our mind, the helmet of salvation. In Philippians 2:12 and 13, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. We are not advocating there in the scripture, neither is the apostle Paul, that we save ourselves or our salvation is done solely by works. We note from James 2 that our faith is expressed by our works, and as we work, as we are the workmanship of God, Ephesians 2:10, God is working in us. Amen. To God be the glory. And not only does God comfort through salvation, but I adore the thought that one can draw water from the wells of salvation, where one continues to be full and refreshed in one's salvation. That takes us to John chapter 4 and Jesus speaking to the woman in John 4 at verse 10. If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Our salvation is through God Almighty, and let us accept his salvation, friend, and might we help you in your pursuit and your study of knowing God's will for your life. I want to pause here and let you know a little bit more about our Bible courses by mail. Here is our J. Webb to tell you how you can receive your free Bible study.
Our well-received Bible study course by mail is available to everyone absolutely free. Would you like to try it? All you do is call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say home study. That's it. That's all you have to do. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type home study in the message box. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. Again, it's free. Give it a try. And it's from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
Now, friends, let's talk about building off of our salvation, our strength. In that day you will say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his deeds among the peoples, make mention that his name is exalted. Let's look at the saved individual and the strength that is there. Our strength as we call upon his name. Now, calling upon the name of the Lord is different from calling the name of the Lord. In Matthew 7:21, Jesus said, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. It is not the observation of the Lord, it is the obedience of the Lord. It is not the saying, it is the serving. And our strength is as we call upon his name. Calling on the name of the Lord in this context is strength and assurance to the Christian, and not simply a saying unto obedience. I think about the Apostle Paul as Saul, and we mentioned moments ago Acts 22:16, when he was told, "Saul, why do you tarry? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." And he continued to call upon the Lord and serve the Lord all the days of his life. That was the strength Paul had, the strength that we will have. Our strength is there declaring his deeds among the people, to be then evangelistic in teaching others of the message of Christ, Matthew 28:18-20. To reach out with a benevolent heart and the grace of God, helping others and serving as we can, Galatians 6:10 and James 1:27. There is the strength as we make mention that his name is exalted, mentioning him as we pray and praise him, Matthew 6:9, and as we serve him, Romans 12:2. All of these things for the Christian is strength to help the Christian press onward. And very quickly, what about our song? Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things, and this is known in all the earth. We sing praises to our Father, as done in Exodus 15:1, when Pharaoh's henchmen went into the sea. How the Lord had triumphant gloriously. And how in verse 2 of Exodus 15, what did Moses declare? "The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation." Isn't that amazing? How we're able to sing, according to Hebrews 2:12, declaring the name unto my brethren, "In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee." I love to sing with my brothers and sisters in Christ, to lift our voices in song, and to God be the glory. Many times people will ask about churches of Christ and how we do not use the instrument. And that is true, we do not use mechanical instrument, but we do use the instrument of the heart, bringing forth our singing in song, Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16. Yes, friends, Jesus Christ is our salvation, our strength, and our song. And we want to help you know Jesus better. We hope we have done so with our study today, and we hope we can help you to learn more of Jesus through our Bible course and the things that we offer here. Thank you for joining me on the International Gospel Hour today. Our time is gone, but for now, I'm Jeff Archie. Friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.
God be with you.